Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah. All right, Kid Nation, Jenna's That's What I Like coming up in a second, including some great Valentine's Day ideas. But right now,
but first,
Second Chance Santa.
Ho, 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 ho.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, JC. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing excellent, sir. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, not real busy the other 11 months of the year.
I know you're not. Thank you for working overtime to help out our listeners.
Not a problem, JC. Who do we have today?
Ronnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Would you like to say anything to Second Chance Santa?
Well.
What were you looking for this year, Ronnie?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
What were you looking for this year, Ronnie?
I was looking for fishing tackle.
Fishing tackle.
Oh, man. You wanted some fishing tackle.
What'd you get?
What kind of fish are you fishing for there, Ronnie?
I go bass fishing just about every weekend.
Okay. After asking for all this fishing tackle, what did you get?
Well, my daughter thought it would be funny to give me some goldfish crackers, a can of sardines, and some tartar sauce.
Daughter with jokes.
You got a gag gift for Christmas?
Yes, but I hope you have a second day Valentine's Day because you're probably getting it back.
I'll do second chance Valentine's.
All right, well, Santa, is there anything you would like to tell
Ronnie,
Mr. Ronnie?
We are going
to
get you all the fish and tackle and lures and bait that you need.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
You sure about the bait part?
Bait. Yes, bait. Bait.
Throwing that in,
stank,
Santa.
Stank bait. Bait. Worms.
Worms.
Do you worm your own hook?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, I'm so unsure if that's the right terminology.
You're a little dirty.
Well, Kelly, what was that tackle, that bait and tackle shop that we wanted to go
you
to in Florida?
I thought you were going to do some commercials.
What's it called again? It's called Master.
Yeah, was that it, Kelly?
Yeah, that was it, Master.
Yeah, you called him and everything.
Master bait and tackle.
Good time. Yeah. Nice. All right, Ronnie, well, enjoy your bait and your tackle. And we'll see you next Christmas.
All right.
Maybe after Valentine's.
Maybe after Valentine's Day.
He's going to give his daughter back the sardines and goldfish.
He should just give it back.
I think that's what he said he's going to do.
But just open them up and make sure they're stinky.
Well, you give the gag gift, and then you follow up with the real gift.
Yeah.
You don't just stop at the gag gift.
Well, when you're a kid, you only have enough money for one.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to go gag on it.
She was on a budget.
It's funny, because I bet your dad messes with her all the time.
Probably.
So that's why she did that. All right. Maybe Second Chance Santa will come back a little bit later. Oh, hi, Al.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, buddy. You seem to always miss.
I saw a red sleigh just leaving the parking garage. Yeah. I mean, in a hurry.
Yeah, gold rims and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Huh. All right, let's get to Jenna's That's What I Like. Let's do it. That's What I Like. So, Jenna, what do you have for us this week?
All right, so there is a band called Gray, and I was like, I've never heard of them. They're a producing duo, but you've heard of them.
Gray?
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Gray Drake is going to call us later about movie reviews to let you know what's up in theaters later.
Does it ring a bell for you?
Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but maybe if I heard their music.
Well, they actually produced and did The Middle with Maren Morris. They have some great music, and they have a new song out today. It's called Want You Back.
I like it.
Like a float in the ocean, I would work broke, but I want you back. Want you back. Like a kiss on the face of the rain washed away, I want you back.
And I do get the middle vibe.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't know it at first when I was listening to it, and I'm like, it sounds like something.
Yeah, it sounds
like something. Yeah, but they have some good music.
It's their styling. So they work with Zed on that then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Gray, Grey.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you spell it.
Yeah, with an E.
Well, you could spell with the A.
It could be G-R-A-Y.
I was really curious about how they spell
it. It could be G-R-A-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was curious.
That could be that one.
It could be G-R-E-A-I-G-H.
It could be G-R-A-E, like Gray Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be G-R-E-H.
It could be G-R-E-I-G-H, like Slay.
Yes.
Oh, we're doing King of Gray spelling.
Nope. Well, there you go.
I think that's about it, bro.
That's it. That's all we got time for.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't need this dating app anymore, but I came across a dating app. One of my friends said they thought it was really funny, and it's called Hater Dater. It was actually on Shark Tank.
Hater Dater?
Well, because everyone likes to talk about all the things they hate, and even though I don't really like all that negativity, it's funny because it'll say you're a 97% match with Jenny. She hates vegan food.
Okay.
So you basically put in things that you hate. I mean, hey, you hate smoking. You have strong dislike for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't eat meat or things that, or you hate.
Football fans.
Yeah, you hate sports. Sorry.
If you're a Cowboy fan, you can't date somebody cheering for the Eagles or the Redskins or the yuck Giants. You couldn't.
Sometimes, well,
I mean, you could, but
I'll go with it. Yeah,
some guys can. Some girls can't.
Swipe on everything from slow walkers to Crocs.
I think it really funny. Does let you show your sense of humor.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Unless you get a legitimate hater. Like, I hate
everything.
You know, like a person who really hates everything. Yeah.
I don't know. I think these things are really funny. And then they also make for really funny screenshots to send to your friends when you get on apps like this. You know, they're so specific that I don't know. I think
hater, dater.
Hater, dater.
You know what's so fascinating, though, when you go to the app store? Because, of course, when I heard about this, I go to the app store. I go to download the app just so I can take a look at it. And the other apps that are recommended along with it are crazy. There's so many apps out there for cheaters.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so like that recommended multiple apps beneath it, and I went to look. I'm like, this is insane. Because I mean, remember Ashley Madison was the cheating website or whatever.
Yeah.
There are so many apps, and I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but there are so many apps where, like, are you married? But you don't want to be? It's like an app.
Wow.
Just for you to get on. It's terrible.
How about a lawyer?
That's scary.
Or some counseling.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about love for a second, because Valentine's Day is near.
Okay.
And Rihanna just dropped a whole new collection of lingerie on her Savage Fenty line.
Yes, she did.
It's actually super cute, super affordable, and there's a lot of it. You know, I mean, you can get two bras for $40. You can get really cute, you know, lingerie. Girls, we always complain about buying that, you know, cute bras and underwear because you guys don't really appreciate it.
Lingerie is not
a fortune.
It's not supposed to be comfortable because you know, it's not something you wear all the time.
Just search
for the visual.
Pretty,
right.
Make you feel good.
I get my bras from Third Love. Sorry.
Yeah, well, there's cute underwear. There's cute stuff on here. I mean, you can still buy your cute t-shirt bras there, but I'm just saying the Rihanna stuff's super cute. Yeah. Al, if you've seen her photos she's been posting, have you?
Yeah. Not other than what we just showed on Kid TV.
Well, she looks great, but but anyway, super cheap stuff, and it ranges in sizes from like XX small to triple XL.
Wow.
And, you know, there's tons of stuff in there. Really cute. But what about for the men?
Yeah, we want some lingerie.
See, there's something you love and I never eat it, but everyone I know loves it.
Uh-huh.
Jerky.
Love beef jerky.
Oh, yeah.
So I've told you before about the man crates. They'll send out jerky hearts. So it's like a chocolate. What the chocolates come in, a heart. But there's all different flavors of jerky in there, which is a cool little thing.
Yeah.
But then I found the Manly Man Company. They do gift sets. Really cool. They'll send the guy the box that you open up, and it's actually a flower bouquet, but it's jerky-shaped like flowers.
I saw that.
Oh, with meat sticks?
With meat sticks, with flower tips.
Oh, they stole Nick's idea of my sausage bouquet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you got that for your anniversary, your 20-year.
That's right.
That was good.
Man, Nick should sue.
Well, did he trademark it?
Manly Man.
Prove that he thought of it first. We have video evidence.
What if Nick stole that?
This is a stolen idea from a stolen idea?
Meat bouquets aren't a super new thing, but these jerky-shaped like flowers. It's really cute. It's packaged cool. It's the Manly Man Company. They have other things on there, and then along with it, you get a man card, which is a bottle opener shaped like a black credit card.
Nice.
For them to put in their wallet. So you get a meat bouquet and the man card.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know. It's cute. I love
it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, order something like this now and then forget about it, you know?
Yeah,
then
sure.
You got a creative Valentine's gift for your man.
I love the meat bouquet.
I know. It's pretty cool. I like it, too.
Would you want it delivered to your work? Because girls, when you get the flowers delivered, they really want the flowers delivered to their job.
I'm going to show off that stuff.
Yeah, I want you to see my meat bouquet. I want you to know that.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Why? Because you're the dude.
I want you to see my meat bouquet.
You're the only dude in the office. I'd want you to be like, oh, JC's wife is cool.
You were looking at me dead in the eye when you said it's a little weird.
and endearingly cute.
Yeah.
Thank you, JC.
You're welcome.
I'd love to see your meatball.
Thank you for the eye contact. Appreciate it.
That's all I got. I'll give you more Valentine's in coming weeks.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna, with those ideas right there. And for the, what was the name of that? Gray.
Gray's the producing duo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hater Dater.
Yeah.
And a bunch of meat stuff for dudes on Valentine's Day. And the lingerie from Rihanna. Jenna's That's What I Like. We'll post it up at KidNation.com if you want to know.
Got it.
Or want to get any of these ideas ready for Valentine's Day. But coming up next, we want to feel good. Yes. It's time for Feel Good Friday. That means you can pick up that phone at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us that call and tell us why you're smiling going into the weekend. What's making you feel awesome? Jenna said she's excited because there's a double date. That one involves me and my wife. I finally get, and I'm feeling good because I finally get to meet Jenna's Mexican boyfriend.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
That's even longer now.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
El Jefe Fabuloso.
Yeah, that's his name.
All right.
And also a story of a lady that works at a fast food joint, and one of the customers decided to do something really nice for her.
Okay.
Feel Good Friday. Your calls are next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel good.
We want you to pick up that phone and give us a call. Make you feel good. At 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only if you have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Because you got a nice little feel-good Friday for us this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, those things that are making you smile going into the weekend or something that just happened this week. And you feel so awesome about it that you want to share it with all of Kid Nation.
Sure.
That's what we want. Now, I hear our boy Trey over in the control room. He has a little feel-good Friday for us.
That's right. I got a celebratory dinner to go to tonight because my father got engaged.
Oh.
Really?
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah.
You like your soon-to-be mom?
Yes. She's great. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Awesome.
So you and your dad are engaged at the same time?
Pretty weird, right?
You're going to have the...
Oh, bachelor.
Yeah.
Bachelor party.
That's cool. Do you think your dad will wear his Christmas sweater like you're wearing your Christmas sweater today on January?
He might. He's a fun guy. He sees humor and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
We're still sort of celebrating a little Christmas because of Second Chance Anna.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Who might be making another appearance during the show?
Why are you wearing a Christmas sweater?
It's cold out.
It's a nice sweater, though.
It is a shame that you get these Christmas sweaters, ugly Christmas sweater or whatever.
Or shirts.
Yeah, and you can only wear it for like, you know, a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And then you have to put it in the closet.
It's fine. It's just like my Halloween sweatshirt collection.
I know. My wife actually puts it in the Christmas box so that I won't be like Trey and because I will wear it. I will pull it out and wear it if it's there. I have a feel-good Friday story to share with you guys because it's really nice. I love when people do kind things for each other.
All right, bring it.
So there's this 53-year-old McDonald's worker in Wichita. Her name's Vicki Anderson, and a few months ago, her car finally broke down for good. It was a 1994 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on its last legs for a while, but she drove it into the ground.
It's good stuff right there.
So getting to work every morning was a huge challenge. But she was talking to one of her regular customers the other day, a business owner. His name's Chris Ellis. He hits the drive-thru a lot. And she asked him, hey, do you know anyone selling a car for cheap? So he said, oh, I'll ask around for you. I got you.
All right.
Turned out Chris's son, Josh, had just bought a new truck, and he was selling his old car, which was a 2009 Pontiac G6. So Chris asked, how much do you want for it, son? Then on Wednesday, they both showed up at McDonald's and surprised Vicky by giving her that car.
Aww.
Chris paid Josh for it. He says he gave him a good price because it was for a good cause. Josh even cleaned it, changed the oil, had the tires rotated for her.
Oh, that's nice.
Someone got the whole thing on video, so I'll post it over on Twitter.
How cool is that?
She got really emotional. She got in the driver's seat, had to get back out because she started hyperventilating. And she told her that, Chris told her that she makes him smile every day, so he wanted to return the favor.
Isn't that nice? That's very nice.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
It's a little feel-good Friday story for you, Kid Nation.
Love it.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm like, honestly, I can't stop smiling. That's how excited I am.
Yay. Yeah.
You have something really cool that just took place, right?
Yeah. So, growing up, I had trouble, you know, like with all my health conditions and all that. So, I'm 25 now. And I finally got passed by my doctor I did a small fish one and everything, and now I'm actually able to try out for the fire department here in my hometown.
Good for you.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
And look,
yeah.
That test she took to become a firefighter, Al, you took it.
I took the physical agility test. It is a joke, man.
It is crazy hard. So congratulations, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like really excited. I really still can't join the military. I mean, this is the next best step out there.
Right.
So I'm excited.
Hey, you're still helping out the community, so we thank you for your future
good
service.
Good luck
with everything.
Pass.
Thank you. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Definitely let us know. Being a firefighter, that's really cool.
But that was the most grueling day of my life.
Oh, I bet, dude.
That was an amazing.
Full gear. You got to go climb ladders.
Six stories with a 200-pound duffel bag dummy, you know, in your arm, and climbing the roof of a house and picking the ladder up. Oh, it was.
Yeah, no.
Pulling that hose.
I bet you I would puke if I took that test right now.
Dude, it took me like an hour and a half just to gather myself so I could get in my car and drive home.
Nope. From the text, I'm feeling good on this Friday because my husband is finally going to the doctor 2 weeks since he came down with a really bad sinus infection. Hashtag married life.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how guys do.
Yeah.
But at least he's going.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes we don't go at all. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
I found the secret to parenting, and I have Kelly to thank for it.
Wait, what? Hold on. What's the secret that Kelly taught you?
Okay, so at the end, I have two boys, Carter and Evan. They're 4 and 10.
Uh-huh.
At the end of every day, I pick a favorite. And I tell them it's not that I love you less. I just like one better than the other that day.
So it becomes a competition.
Throughout the day, if one of them does something, I'm like, ooh, you're really not my favorite right now.
Uh-huh.
And then they strike. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It's a life changer.
That actually sounds incredibly smart. Now, are there ties? Can there be ties?
Yes. This morning, my son Carter, he was like, Mom, who was your favorite this morning? I said, you know what? Y'all tied. Nobody pitched a fit. Nobody cried to get ready for school. They were amazing.
Do you give them like little stickers like football players can put on the back of their helmets, you know, each time they're the favorite?
I'm thinking about making a chart now that you said that.
Yeah.
And having a little chart to say so they can visually see.
Yeah.
Know,
and you can get them a little something, like, because a favorite, obviously, is going to get a gift here
right,
and there. So
right.
End of every week, maybe get them something good.
I think you're on to something. And Kelly, I guess you weren't trying
friendly,
to. Yeah,
yes.
You weren't trying to lead her down that route, but it's working for her so far. Maybe
it was amazing. And JC Carter's you're his favorite. You and Fortnite are his favorite.
Ah, tell Carter. Hopefully, we can play soon. Tell him he's my favorite.
Okay.
Have a good day, Jennifer. Thank you for that idea. I think I'm going to adopt that.
That's funny, but if it works, you know,
yeah, it's working for her, man.
Yeah.
It's making him act right. Hi, Haley.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm so sorry you missed me back in October for the Taylor show. Me and my sister are going to come. But I have a Feel Good Friday that I've been trying to call for a while. I called like 98 times today.
Okay.
What's your Feel Good Friday?
My coworker called in here. I live in Augusta, Georgia, and I work for an orthopedic group. I'm actually about to go in. We're surprising her today with her birthday because, you know, every year nobody ever does anything for her, but she always does for everybody else.
Aww.
And so she turns a big 6-0, I believe, today. And so we're just throwing her a big office party. Because she always, you know, if somebody needs something and they're like, hey, my credit card's not working and I really have to pay this bill, you know, she always, you know, reaches out to everyone. She's always just a good role model for everyone. She's just a really good lady.
That's awesome.
That's really cool that you guys are doing. Yo. And you know, if you want somebody from our office to go to your office birthday party, you're throwing White Cheddar loves them.
Yeah.
We'll send them out there for
especially
sure.
Especially if y'all sing happy
life
birthday.
Of the party.
He loves
as a group.
Yeah. Haley, you guys have fun. Thank you for doing that for her too, because she deserves it.
Yeah.
Hearing what she does for all you guys. That's really cool. From the text, we got the phone call on Wednesday that we matched with a mom for our adoption. We spoke with her for the first time on the phone last night, and we instantly clicked. Our baby is 10 to 11 weeks.
Aww.
Very cool.
That is so cool.
Yep.
I'll get your baby. Julio!
What's up?
What's up, bro?
You, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Just chilling, man. What's your Feel Good Friday, buddy?
Well, check it out. I found out that if you own some ear pods, you can leave your phone on in the other room on live and listen to the whole conversation from the other room.
Somebody sent me this yesterday.
Me too. Julio.
So you tried it?
Yeah.
You did it?
So I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try it today.
Is he saying
your so you put your AirPods on, if you have the AirPods, the Apple AirPods, correct, and then you set your phone to listen live to the live room.
Yeah.
And then you leave your phone in that room and you walk out with your AirPods and make sure you're still within distance for your AirPods to be connected. And then you can hear what people are saying about you.
Oh, listen live.
That's opened up a big old
neighbor or anybody.
Anybody.
Else.
Oh, you could be on a date, right? You put on your AirPods. You want to know what the guy thinks about you. You put them on, put it on listen live. Hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And
this
then you get
like
to see what he's saying.
Three-way calling in when you were a kid, and no good comes of this.
Yeah.
No
it's like
good.
Having a little intercom in the other room.
I think it's really cool, but like Kelly says, you could find some stuff out that you don't want to hear. But
you're right about that.
Yeah, that's really
depends
cool.
How you use it.
Let us know if it works, man. I'm going to try to try it this weekend, and you try it too as well.
Awesome. You guys have a great weekend. Listening to you guys.
Thank Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate it.
Isn't that crazy that you could do that, though?
Yeah.
Or you can, if you have kids and you want to hear what they're talking about, sometimes they change.
Marjorie.
Yeah.
Now, can you, is it interactive, you think?
No, I don't think you can interact, because it's...
There's no speaker on the,
There's a speaker on your headphones, but it won't play through your phone.
The microphone's working.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. You got a feel-good Friday for us?
I do. So, Wednesday night, my grandfather's house burned down, and he lost everything except for the clothes he was wearing. And I just wanted to talk about the people in my neighborhood, how they've come forward and given so many donations. And I wanted to talk about just how grateful we are for everything they've given us.
Oh, Ashley, I'm sorry his house burned down, but I'm glad your
neighbor stepped
such a great
up.
Neighborhood.
That's great.
Yeah.
So he must be a nice guy.
Yeah, he's. I mean, even though all this has happened, he's in such great spirits and he's, suffering from third-degree burns. He can't walk.
Oh,
he's still just, the sweetest man, so.
What's his name? We'll be praying for him.
His name is Bill.
Grandpa Bill, we're thinking about you, buddy, and I'm glad your neighborhood loves you so much that they're taking care of you.
Hope he heals real fast, okay?
And Ashley, you give him a big old hug for us, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Ashley. Wow. And you know, that's when you find out how good of a person you are when something like that happens and everybody rallies about around you.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany's got some good news. Hi, Brittany. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Hello. My Feel Good Friday is the fact that it's a new year, new me, and I finally left my husband. He's not a horrible guy, but he, put me through a lot of emotional stuff, and I'm finally out. I made the decision to leave. And I have my babies and my dog, and I'm just doing everything I can do to live my best life. Yeah. And I'm trying. I have a better job. So.
Right.
Well, good luck in 2019. I hope it's your year.
You got this, Brittany.
Thank you. And I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Sarah. I love you, girl.
I'm sure she was there with you every step of the way, right?
Brittany loves you.
Yeah, she's hollering at the radio. I love you, too.
Girl, I love you.
She's been there with me through all of it.
I bet she did. She was. Well, Brittany, good luck this year. And I know everything's going to be looking up and on the up and up for you guys. Let's take one more here from Taylor. What's up, Taylor?
Hey.
Welcome to the show. What's your Feel Good Friday?
Long story short, the person I thought was my biological father my whole life indeed was not. And I just recently, within the last 2 weeks, met my bio dad. But the reason why it's a great Friday is out of all of his brothers and sisters, he was the only one that didn't have grandkids. And now he does. I have two little boys and he gets to meet them tomorrow. And I'm so excited.
Oh, how'd you find him? Was it a DNA test or you just asked around?
I did one DNA test at the beginning of the year, and the results were kind of off to me.
Yeah.
So my husband really wanted to do one, so I did another one at the end of this year. And several people popped up as, aunts and half-sisters and grandparents, and I was really shocked. And I recognized one person because I actually was in the same grade as her in middle school, and we went to school together, and she is my younger half-sister.
Whoa!
So. Wow.
So you knew your half-sister all your life, basically, and had no idea.
And you knew her,
How crazy is that? Yeah, that investigation that takes place after you do those DNA tests, if your real biological parents aren't there, that's the fun part.
Yeah,
start talking to all those people.
Well, and he's been 30 minutes away this whole time, so.
Man. Well, glad you found him, Taylor. Congratulations, and I hope that relationship...
Thank blossoming. You.
Keeps on blossoming. It's my favorite word.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Taylor. Congratulations. And thank you, Kid Nation, for all your Feel Good Friday stories.
Good text coming in, too.
I know.
What you got?
Wish we could get to all of them. One lady, she's a single mom of a 12-year-old, and she just finally got her first child support check. Oh, my God.
It took 12 years, but you got it, girl.
Wow.
Somebody else is excited. The boss isn't at work today. You know what that means.
Yeah. No work getting done.
You chilling.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll hook you up with the new music coming out today. But Santa is back, everybody.
He's back?
Second Chance Santa. Coming back for the second time this Friday.
Double dipping?
Yeah, because it's you know, it's our first Friday back since vacation, so we might as well keep hooking you up, Kid Nation. Oh, hello, Second Chance Santa.
Good morning again, JC.
Did you go back to the South Pole, or did you come back?
Well, I had to take a little break over at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, you got his breakfast, yes. Yes, yes, sir. All right, well, let's meet your friend that wrote you a letter. Hi, Becky. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. Second Chance Santa's right here.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
What were you looking for this past Christmas that you didn't get?
I asked for one of those weighted blankets.
A weighted blanket?
Yeah. Weighted blanket.
To help you sleep?
Yes.
Has to.
And what did you get instead, little Becky?
My husband got me a whole bunch of new underwear.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Did you at least like the underwear, or it's not your kind?
Well, not my kind, and he went ahead and washed all of it before I opened it. So now we can't even take it back.
Oh, no.
Because he thought he was doing so good.
He wanted you to be able to wear it right away.
He did. He was being so sweet.
And all you wanted was just that weighted blanket.
All I wanted was the blanket.
Well, Second Chance Santa, what do you have for her?
Well, Becky, we have for you a brand new weighted blanket.
Nice.
Yay! Well, how much does it weigh, Santa?
Oh, it weighs a ton, Jason. It's very heavy.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you feel like you're being hugged or something and keep you from rolling around. I don't know. I've not tried one.
That's what I've heard. I work the night shift, and I don't sleep very good during the day, so I heard they can help.
Yeah, that's what they told me when my son was having problems sleeping. They said, get him a weighted blanket, and it should help and alleviate the problem.
Yeah, that's very trendy right now. I'm glad you got one.
Congratulations, Becky.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Becky.
Thank you.
All right, Becky, hold on. We'll get you set up with your weighted blanket.
Maybe your husband thought she said a wet blanket. Oh, I gotta go now.
Yeah, you should have left before that.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Let's regroup. Here we go.
That's what I was saying. I shouldn't be telling jokes.
I'm back, y'all. What'd I miss?
I don't know. We kicked Santa out of the studio.
Second Chance Santa's feeling randy.
Second Chance Santa's gonna have to look for a second job. All right, you guys want to hear what came out?
New music?
New music wise.
Love it, yes.
We got you all set up real quick. Because The Weeknd came out with a new song. We played you a little bit of it earlier, you know, because we thought he was going at Drake. Mm. It's called Lost in the Fire.
Lost a lot of things in the fire.
Sounds like The Weeknd.
Yeah. Yeah. It's The Weeknd, baby.
It's not one of those where I'm, I think I'm going to play it over and over yet, but I think it's going to be a grower on me.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that do the best.
All right. What else?
Sam Smith also has a new one out with Normani. And according to Nicki Minaj, Normani is that, you know, you don't mess with Normani.
All right.
Well, you know, these girls that were in, what was the name of the group?
Fifth Harmony,
yes. They all wanted to be solo artists. Yeah, they were put together in a group they did not want to be part of.
Well, Camila's doing well.
So Camila left. Everybody's all mad at her. And look how her career's doing. Normani's like, I want a piece of that now.
And Normani's actually doing extremely well.
It. She's making smart moves.
She's making some great songs, including this one. It's called Dance with a Stranger with Sam Smith.
I'm going to make it through. I'm with somebody.
like Normani a lot, actually. I like her voice quite a bit. I thought she was going to be the one that was going to
break out
before Camila did, but Camila did the right thing.
Yep.
And Calvin Harris, you got a new song with Rag & Bones Man. You know him, right, Al?
Rag & Bones
Man?
Yeah.
Rag & Bones Man, yeah, sure.
It's called Giant.
I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see.
Song.
It is.
Jogging song.
Has Calvin Harris ever sang on his songs?
Yeah.
He has, right?
Yeah.
But normally he gets a singer to come on and do the songs for him. It's called Giant. That's Calvin Harris. You got Sam Smith and Normani, and also The Weeknd coming out with new music today. You can go ahead and go get those. KidNation.com will post the titles of those songs. And
all right.
There's this really cool formula that this guy on YouTube created. So it's a formula on how to write an Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just thinking about this yesterday. It's like, how does he do it? Because he continuously just writes hit after hit. He looked into the instruments and used the program to see which words pop up the most in his lyrics. And then he used them to write a new song. And this is what he came up with. And see if you think it sounds like an Ed Sheeran song.
I haven't healed you. I like that.
Cool.
And it does kind of sound like an Ed Sheeran song.
That is, that is really good.
It's really good.
I think it's about chapped lips.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Relatable.
His heart wanted love, but his lips haven't healed yet.
Sponsored by Vaseline.
Man, that sounded so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Well played, sir.
That's a hit.
Who would you want to sound like if you could, Al?
Who would I want to sound
like? I would want to do like what this guy did and be able to write like an Ed Sheeran type song.
Maybe Darius Rucker.
All right, we'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, I've been trying to look everywhere on the internet to see if they found the doorbell licker guy.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I want to know, what's his deal? Why were you licking a doorbell for 3 hours? And drugs. Why have we not found you yet?
Drugs.
Well, of course it was drugs.
Blech. It was so creepy.
It's creepy.
I'm ashamed to admit I've watched way too much of that video.
So a man spent 3 hours licking someone's doorbell and they caught it on their camera.
The whole thing. Yeah. All 3 hours of the licking.
Ugh.
And at points, he's making eye contact directly into, I think it must be the ring, camera. The camera.
Yeah. Ring, yeah.
Just staring into it while he's licking the doorbell. Yikes.
Telling. They've got to find him. I mean, his face is right there.
Yeah, somebody knows who he is.
You got to tell me. Somebody knows this guy.
Of course.
We're like, yo, that's Scott. There he is. Licking that doorbell. He's known for that.
Everyone in the neighborhood's been wiping down their doorbells.
Yeah. I mean, doorbells are already gross to begin with. But it's like he walks up to the door and he thinks about knocking and then he just gets to the licking.
Oh, he creeps me out.
Yeah.
Turn it on Kid TV right now.
What if that guy uses that as his Bumble profile pic? So they haven't found him yet, though.
I know. They will.
They will find
be going through drugs. That's all it is. Drugs.
Yeah, play. Absolutely. Drug prey. That's what's going on out there.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Tell me how you feel about this.
All right.
A school, and this man's doing his job. A school in Ohio got rid of its police officer after he gave the principal a ticket for parking in a handicapped spot.
Say that again, please.
They fired him?
They let him go. They got rid of him or her because they gave the principal a ticket after they parked in a handicap spot.
Doesn't the principal have a reserve spot, or was somebody parking in his spot?
Even if somebody parks in the principal's spot, it's a handicap spot. What if a parent comes for a meeting and they have a handicap sticker and they need to park in that spot? That spot's taken because...
That's not cool.
No. That's not cool, right?
No.
A new study found that men are more sensitive when it comes to pain than women.
More sensitive to pain?
I don't know, man. We take some pain.
Wuss.
Well, it's hard to compare your pain tolerance to someone else because you don't know, you know, the pain that they're going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so, because when both the new boyfriend and I got tattoos, he didn't even budge when he was getting a tattoo. And I'm sitting there like, ow.
Well, you can't.
Ow.
See, it has to do. I just give it to girls because you guys give birth.
Yeah.
And that's I don't think anything
there's
is
a lot of adrenaline there.
As painful as giving birth.
They do say women have a higher pain tolerance, but I don't know. I guess men are just supposed to be tough.
How would we really know?
I don't know.
We can't do that to guys, so we can't feel that pain. But they do have that machine that can give us a contraptions feeling.
Contraption.
Yeah.
It's a contraption.
The contraction.
You know how we know? So, give us both the flu and see who handles it better.
The girls do. I would want to try that, though. They put that on your stomach, and then you get to feel what the contractions are like right before you give birth.
I don't even think that would.
I don't know.
Did you have contractions, Kelly?
No, I had to have a C-section, so I didn't.
So you had it all scheduled in, so you never got to feel
it. I had it scheduled, but they said when they took me in that I was just starting the beginning, like the early stages of contractions, but I didn't feel anything at that point.
You know the dude that broke his leg this past weekend, and Alan...
Alan Hearns.
Broke his leg, live TV, and he's sitting there, he's pounding the turf.
Didn't scream.
He didn't scream. Well, we don't know if he screamed or not, but I don't know if he was screaming. At first, I was like, you didn't make a first down. I didn't know he broke his leg at first. And then he rolled over, and I was like, I turned away because I can't even look at stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you saw the tears, but he wasn't like...
His face was calm. He was calm. Yeah.
I present exhibit Kerry Strug in the Olympics on a broken foot.
Yeah, there
does
it is.
Does the vault to bring home the gold medal.
Yeah, we give you an Alan Hearns and you come back with her. Yeah.
Well, in his defense, his foot was turned the other way.
Exactly, and he saw it.
that
probably scared him a little bit.
One foot.
We do wish him a speedy recovery, though.
Yes,
and according to the text... They did find the doorbell licker.
They did.
We got to check out the live PD page to find out. Oh, they found him.
The what PD page?
The live PD. Great.
Okay. Doorbell licker.
Yeah.
Doorbell.
They found him.
Doorbell licker found. Let's see.
Do you get arrested for licking doorbells? You don't, right?
He's been identified.
It's not against the law.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Roberto Daniel Arroyo.
Shout out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.